Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar.
الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أنزل علينا كتاب عظيم وكان آخر ما نزل من آياته اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم إسلام الدين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ويا أيها المسلمون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله وجمعة مبارك بسم الله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. And you see, I gotta admit, even see some fiddling up here because the technology is competing with each other. So who's gonna be on the AirPods? So, sorry about that. أما بعد. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والعزى كالذي ينفق ما له رياء الناس ولا يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فمثله كمثل صفوان عليه تراب فأصبه وابل فتركه صلدا لا يقدرون على شيء مما كسبوا والله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين. This is the 64th ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, and an expression of it is, O you who believe, cancel not your acts of charity by reminders of your generosity or feelings of injury, like those who spend their wealth to be seen of men, but believe neither in Allah nor in the last day. They are in parable like a hard, barren rock on which is little soil. On it falls heavy rain, which leaves it just a bare stone. They will be able to do nothing with what they have earned, and Allah guides not those who reject faith. وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَتَثْبِيتًا مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ جَنَّةٍ بِرَبْوَةٍ أَصْحَابَهَا وَابِلٌ فَأَتَتْ أُكُلَهَا ضِعْفَيْنِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يُصِبْهَا وَابِلٌ فَطَالُ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. This is the 265th ayah, and an expression of it is, and the likeness of those who spend their wealth seeking to please Allah and to strengthen their souls is as a garden high and fertile. Heavy rain falls on it, but makes it yield a double increase of harvest. And if it receives not heavy rain, light moisture suffices it. Allah sees well whatever you do. Sadaqallahu azim, Allah the Mighty has spoken truth. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Kullu ummatin fitnatum, wa fitnatu ummati al-mal. He said, every nation faces a trial, fitna. And the trial of my ummah, the trial of my ummah is wealth. We can really see that today. Alhamdulillah, today we're continuing on the address of the topic of mal, which is one of five daruri, five obligatory foundations, pillars for the building of ummah, family, intellect, religion, the self and property, which is mal. And we're actually walking through and working through Surah Al-Baqarah 261 all the way to 286, inshallah. And having looked at it, it actually goes back further. Of course, the entire Quran is embraced there. But we addressed the previous verses, 261, 62, 63, and today is 64 and 65. And what we're given in these two ayah, are illustrations, parables, examples of two different types of people, which also point out to us the different ways that people can respond to wealth, that people can respond to property. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us, revealing to us, telling us, listen, this is the reality that you live in until you die. It's so very, very important. I mean, I'll remind us again, I'll say it because it's just so important. And I'm evolving myself. And this is getting reiterated for me again and again, so I have to do it for you. And that is, this book, what Allah has revealed to us, this is the Lord of the world. This is the creator of everything. This is not somebody said, look, I got a word for you from God. Okay, let me tell you what he said. You know, he said this, he said that. No, this revelation is what Allah himself said. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was just a speaker. Just like that speaker you're hearing in the building. It's like the speaker is not speaking. The speaker is not speaking, even though we call it a speaker, right? The message is coming through, and mashallah, inshallah, without distortion. That's Muhammad. But who are the words from? They are from Allah, who created the heavens and the earth. So that's just the words. Now when you look at the meaning, okay, and what did he say? Whatever he's telling us, he's saying, listen, this is reality. And see, this is the trial. The trial is, do you believe it? That's the trial. Yeah, it sounds beautiful. You know, yeah, we got a book from God. Okay. Yeah, your book ain't from God. Yeah, yeah, look at that. Yeah, who wrote that? Yeah, B-25-C-E, blah, blah, blah. They made a book first. It was this book, told them to close their eyes and pray. And then when they look back up, you your six book. But that ain't from God. Look at that. Ain't none of that. Ain't even God. Whatever we say about other people's books. And then turn around and say, but our book is from God. Okay? And what do you do because of it? What do we do because of it? Do you act like you know and believe that that is the word of the creator of everything? God says, odious and heinous is it that you say what you do not. This is what God says. So these two ayahs are talking about two different responses with relationship with regard to charity, because the whole thing is about charity and about how we deal with our wealth in principle. They speak to two different attitudes that one can take due to the nature of the trial of wealth and who that attitude constructs or destroys. Imam Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi, my teacher, he said, we don't own anything. Allah owns everything. The only thing we own is our attitude toward it. You don't own that car. What you do own, though, is your attitude toward it. You don't own that house. What you do own is your attitude toward it. You don't own that bank account. But what you do own is your attitude towards it. And so that, therefore, becomes the trial. That's one of the ways that material life tries us. We have these things, but then there are influences that come along with the things that we have and that we acquire. How we manage the influences of our acquisition, that's what is the consequence. And that's what's being judged. And that's what we experience. And that's how our life takes its direction. It takes its direction from how we respond to the ups and downs of our material life and how we act with regard to it. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hu alladhi khalaqa al-maut wal-hayat liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu al-amila. He is the one who created the death and the life to try which of you is best in conduct, liya bluakum, to try you. And so that's all of the kum is all of us. We are all being tried by life itself. Life itself is a trial. And it doesn't stop. Prophet Muhammad, he drew a rectangle, he drew a line from the bottom to the top, through the rectangle, cross-hatching lines across that long line that stretched outside of the box, and he said, this is man. The outer box is death. The line that's going up through it, that's his desires. And the cross-hatching lines are the trials and tribulations of life. If one of these lines fails to get him, there's one line that will not fail to get him. And, of course, that's death. Right? All of us are headed to the same destiny. But from the beginning to the end, life is, and I see those cross-hatching, if the lines are the trials and tribulations, then what's the space in between them? It's a description of fa'inna ma'al usri yusr. Usri yusr. Usri yusr. Difficulty, then relief. Difficulty is, so whatever's going on in our life, if it's good, it's only temporary. If it's bad, it's only temporary. Usri yusr, that's the nature of, this is what Allah has said. He has created the life and the, pardon me, he says death first. He created the death and the life to try which of you is best in conduct. So as long as we live, we're going to be tried. One of the trials is wealth. One of the trials is wealth. We're tried in having it, and we're tried in not having it. Oh, man, I'm broke. Well, that's a trial. How you gonna do? How you gonna pass? How you gonna fail? right? And when we look at this this term, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Aliyabluakum, this balawa, the root of it, there's another verse that I want to bring to your attention in understanding the nature of this trial in life. And I didn't state what the title of this topic is, and that is responsibly investing yourself. Responsibly investing yourself. And we are the foundation for it, but I'll bring you into it, who weren't with us from the beginning, where Allah says, by the soul in the proportionate order, give it to it and its enlightenment as to what would benefit, what would harm it. Blessed is he that causes it to grow. Who is he and who is it? He is you, the free-willing, choosing person, you know? It is the soul that Allah created. You and I, as willing individuals, have a responsibility for that soul that Allah created. Quran says, "Qu anfusikum." He says, guard your soul. And then he says also, "Alaykum anfusikum." On you is the obligation of your soul. Some of us are old enough to remember when we used to go to those places, and mama would tell you, now you look out for your little brother. You look out for your little sister. Y'all stay together. Alaykum anfusikum. Allah says, ma khalaqakum wa ba'athakum illa kanafsin wahida. He said, your creation and your resurrection is in no wise except as a single soul. So when God says, alaykum anfusikum, blessed is he that caused it to grow, that's not a translation of what I just said, you are obligated for your own soul. Qad aflaha man zakaha. Blessed is he that caused it to grow. That's God telling us, look, I've given you your soul and all of its potential, and all of its content. The point is, what are you going to do with it? And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells us, everyone wakes up in the morning as a vendor of their own soul. And throughout the day, they have transactions. The Prophet said, "Ad-dinu mu'amala." The way of life is transactions. So the way you interact with people, individuals, groups, institutions, each one of those things are being recorded. So it's going to be either a debit or a credit in some kind of way. And the Prophet said, and they return to their bed, either having destroyed it or having benefited it. So everything we do all day long is a transaction. And during the day, our goal is to have good transactions, such that we have profited our own soul, and our soul has grown by the way we behave throughout that day, because you are the vendor of your soul. Alaykum anfusikum, and blessed is he that caused it to grow. How do you cause it to grow? You act in ways that are conducive to the good of your own soul. You have to responsibly invest your soul. So when you give, that is an investment in your soul, and this is also, and it's an investment of your soul. This is also what is being addressed in these verses. But I want to point to this, where Allah says, "A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim." Wa nabluwannakum hatta na'lama al-mujahideen minkum was-sabireen wa-nabluwa أخباركم. And it says 47:31, and we shall try you until we test, and this is that term there, we will test you until we test those among you who strive their utmost and persevere in patience, and we shall try. This is a translation of it, but it gives it the sense that we want to share. It says, we will try your reported metal. And the metal is translated M-E-T-T-L-E. All right? So God is saying, you're going to be tested. This balawa is what I want to mention going forward. It's the same term when Allah says liyabluwakum, in order to try and test, and the life is a test. So Allah faces us with situations, puts us in situations that are tests, that are trials. The object of the trial is to reveal what it, i.e. our soul, really is. Allah already knows. But it's for the revelation of our own soul. And when we get to, inshallah, we get to the second verse, it's even more to that. But to understand the root sense of that word, meaning of that word, it means that you're being evaluated or you're being assessed in some way. And it carries the sense of scrutinizing, inspecting, or trying something to determine its quality, its effectiveness, its suitability. We're going to go to fitna, inshallah. But let's understand, try to get an understanding of the difference between the two. So the balawa is rooted in what? In our everyday experience. SubhanAllah. I see. We can make the students over there, because people behind you trying to. MashaAllah. Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. Jumma'a Mubarak. Literally, it's like a test drive. That term, you want to hear it in practical terms, is a test drive, right? So you're going to buy a car from somebody and say, okay, I want to take it for a test drive. What are you taking it for a test drive for? You're taking it for a test drive to see what the quality of the car is, right? And with the result of whatever that test might be, you'll have the opportunity to say, okay, well, you're asking for this much, but no, I'm willing to pay this much for it. Why? Because of the quality that I see that is lacking in it. I like this, but this is kind of low after my test drive. So consequently, that will change the situation in terms of the value of the decision as to whether you will or will not buy it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, similarly with the nature of life, though he already knows, the trials that he puts us to are to reveal to us really the reality of ourselves. Where it says, and we will test your reported metal, right? So you have people that give you high praise and high compliment and whatever to the extent that you praise yourself, right? And God says, okay, well, let's test that out. Let's see how that's really, really going to work, right? And so Allah tries us with different circumstances in life as to reveal. And who is he revealing to? He's mainly revealing and primarily revealing us to ourselves. You think you're this, but let me show you. Watch what you do when you get in this situation. Now that's you. Okay, so then Allah has revealed a way by which, okay, well, I got to work on that. If you survive it, then we have to talk about fitna, inshallah. So, in fact, let's do that. In 64:15, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة والله عنده أجر عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. Allah says, your wealth and your children are a fitna. Well, I didn't need revelation for that. No. You know, I couldn't pass that joke up, right? I've known that for a long time. It says, God knows. Yeah, but fitna is a little different, right? Let me step back on the metal piece. I think I don't want you to miss the benefit of just the word itself. The imam tells us that the way words sound, there's a message in the way they sound. Wherever there's a homonym, there's a synonym. Okay, we're talking about a person's character. Right, and it's mentioned here, your reported medal, right? What do they give in the Olympics? They give medals, right? And the highest medal is gold. The next is the silver, and the final is the bronze, right? What do they give in the military? Medals, right? You get the bronze stars, or whatever else is given, and God bless those who give and serve. But it's their, the metal is telling you what the person is. okay, by those standards, right? So this is the, so those kind of trials are trials that reveal or say something about the character of the individual. Now the fitna has to do with testing, yeah, but involving challenges and difficulties and even temptations. Now the difference in the Belawa, for example, using the metaphor or an example of test driving, fitna is such that you fail in the fitna, it could have devastating and disastrous consequences, right? The test drive scenario is, okay, so you got to work on this. Okay, you got to improve this. But when it comes to the fitna is facing you with a situation where if you do the wrong thing, if you don't, how can you say, pass the test, it can have life-changing and life-ending consequences, right? And so, but that fitna is also a purification if we address it properly. So our wealth, then it invites us and it challenges us. What are you going to, okay, here you have the wealth. Now you're being called to give of it. That's a trial. All right? And as we've already explained, you have to give Allah's rights from what Allah favors you with in order to purify what remains with you. Because if you don't give from what Allah has given you, and Allah is the one who gives you everything that you have, if you don't recognize Allah's right in it, you have putrefied, you have poisoned, you have spoiled everything that remains with it because you haven't separated it from what is the rights of Allah in it, right? Fitna is a purification also, and that's when it says that your wealth and your children are a fitna, your wealth and your children are a trial, they are a temptation. Sometimes you can love your children in the wrong way and to an extent that is not justified in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such that you behave in ways that are contrary to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered. And you have to correct that and have the right relationship with Allah, with your children, and what Allah expects from you. Similarly, and also inside of that, the mates are included. I think there are other places in the Quran where it literally does include mates as well. I don't have it in front of me right now. But it is to be understood that our mates are also a fitna, a purification, a way by which we can be challenged, a way by which we're tried, a way by which we're made better. And it's a trial. It's a challenge. But if you pass the trial, if you meet the challenge, then you will be improved as an individual. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all these things to which we have to make decisions and about which we have to make decisions and about which we have to decide how we're going to be. And if we decide in the right way, then we are improved. If we decide in the wrong way, then we're diminished. If we decide in the right way, then we come more and more and more into the form that Allah created us to be in. But the more we fail, the more deformed we become. Alaykum anfusikum. You're responsible for your soul. What shape is your soul in? And the shape that your soul takes is to the extent or in the way and in the manner toward which you respond to what Allah has ordered us to do. When we do what Allah has ordered us to do, then our psychic body takes on the form and the shape and the spiritual physique that Allah would have it be, and the strength and the capabilities that Allah has built into it. That's how we grow ourselves. But when we fail to do that, then we become more and more deformed as a human being. And that's failing the test. And when you fail the test, you fail yourself. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار الله أكبر بسم الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In these two ayahs that we read, On the second one, we're spending our last minutes on this. So it says, وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَتَثْبِيتًا مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ كَمَثَلَ لِلْجَنَّةِ بِرَبْوَاتٍ. Let me stop there. It says, the likeness of those who spend their wealth, ibtigha'a. You heard this enough from me. وَبْتَغِي فِي مَا أَتَغَ لَهُ دَارُ الْآخِرَةِ. Where Allah says in 28:77, seek with the means that Allah has made of, seek after, go after it. وَبْتَغِي, go after it. فِي مَا أَتَغَ لَهُ, whatever Allah has given you, the life that comes hereafter. So God is telling us, use what I give you to get to the Jannah. That's what he's saying, right? But don't forget your share of the material world. So we have to keep these thoughts linked. Keep the ideas linked that, yes, you spend the wealth, but it's not all about life after. It's also about life in this world, which has to do with Allah's right in our wealth, because there's something that Allah wants to establish in the world, and it's called Ummah. And in the world, it takes wealth. It takes resources to do that. It is Allah's will to build Ummah. It's not the Imam's will to build Ummah expressly. It is Allah's will to build Ummah. So when you make your contribution, you're contributing to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see in the world. And that is what establishes a life for us, both here and hereafter. But let's continue on this verse so we, inshallah, get the point. And that is, so, ibtigha'a maradati Allahi wa tathbitam min anfusihim. Now, this translates that they're seeking the pleasure of Allah, maradan. Seeking the pleasure of Allah. Okay, what am I doing this for? Why am I doing it? I'm doing it for the pleasure of Allah. The pleasure of Allah. This is to please Allah. Right? But then it also says, and here's a key phrase, وَتَثْبِتًا مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ. Now this translator, he says, to please Allah and to strengthen their souls. And to strengthen their souls. Look at this word, and you have an important preposition in here. تَثْبِتًا مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ. It didn't say تَثْبِتًا for أَنْفُسِهِمْ. It's from أَنْفُسِهِمْ. They're trying to get a certainty from their own soul. 4 minutes. It's for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, and for the certainty of their soul. So some translate and say that the meaning is, and it's not wrong, but just another way, it's saying, okay, when I give this charity, then I'm certain that my life in Jannah is going to be fine. So that's my tathbitan. That's my establishment. That's my certainty. I stand on that. And that's true. But in this context, we're inviting us to, well, take another look at it. Because there, you're supposed to be growing your soul and all the potential that Allah has for you in this life, and the destiny that Allah has for you is in your soul, and you're not going to see that good in this world or in the life that comes hereafter unless you grow your soul. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. So whatever good you're looking for is already in your soul, but you have to draw it out. مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ. You have to bring it out from your own soul. How do you bring it out? What you spend on it. And this verse is actually reminding us again, as the verse that we started with, 260, what have you, is saying مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ ابتغاء مرضة الله وتثبتا من أنفسهم كمثل الجنة بربوات. They are like a high garden. And remember the one we started with, he said that the one who spends their wealth for the sake of Allah, they are like a grain. I'm trying to get us to see. The garden is you. The grain is you. The growing grain is your soul growing. And your investment in the interest of pleasing Allah is in the interest of getting something min anfusikum, from yourself. So you have to have a higher level of conversation. It's saying that when you invest, it's you investing yourself, and it's you investing yourself in yourself. Because by investing yourself in yourself, that is your will to obey Allah, that ego self, saying, I want to see from the self, the nafsum wahida, the nafs that has all of my potential in it, not my socialized self only, my ego self. My ego self has a responsibility to the universal self. And when I act in accordance with what Allah has revealed in the interest of the universal self, then I will get assurances from the nafsum wahida of what this Lord has promised. And you will see from yourself. This is what it's saying. What are Allah is saying, there's much about yourself that you don't know. And if you do, Allah, if you do as I tell you to do, I will cause your soul to give you assurances. Allahu Akbar. Okay, I think I can shoot it. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Quran hujjata laka aw alayka. The Quran is either a witness for you or against you. Wasadaqatu burhan. And sadaqa is a proof. Sadaqa is a proof. That's charity given in the best way. It's a proof of what? It's a proof that you really believe. Yunfiku, hypocrite's term is also tied to that term, yunfiku, munafiq. Sadaqa is tied to truthful. When you give truthfully, when you give sincerely, when you give for the pleasure of Allah and for assurances from your own soul, certainty from your own soul, proof from your own soul, you want to know if you really are a believer? Then look at how you respond to sadaqah. How do you respond to sadaqah? Oh, I don't know about that. But this believer that's spoken of here, they seek to get proof from their soul. I am going to prove to myself, not this ego self, I'm going to prove to myself that my soul is for the sake of Allah's pleasure, and my work and my giving it for the sake of Allah's pleasure is not for a high side, it's not for showing off, it's not for any other reason than the pleasure of Allah and for proof from my own soul that I really believe. That's what the object of our sadaqah should be, according to Allah, our Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. أله ملائكته يصلون على النبي أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل الله محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Allah, we thank you for your graces. We thank you for your blessings. Allah, increase us in ilm, ihsan, iman, huda, hukma, taqwa, and sabr. Allah, enlighten us. Allah, give us light before us, behind us, to our right, to our left, above us, below us. Oh, Allah, surround us in your graces and make us grateful for your graces, for we are totally dependent on you. And, oh, Allah, enlighten us as to the reality of this life's purpose, this life's aim. Free us from our own excuses. Free us from our self-justification. Help us, oh, Allah, bless us to be completely faithful in your way and remove from us any doubts from within our own self. And help us to have and live with conviction in what you have revealed. And bless us to become doubtless about it. Ameen. Allahumma ameen. Wa aqim as-salam. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Sayyidi Muhammad Rasulullah. Stow Safim wa yahamakum Allah wa azabakum Allah. As I rose straight and even leave enough space to turn the shape down and revise. I rose up straight, a heart soon again. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماءون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي الدين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الفاتحة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين تقبل الله Did you have it? Your mother here? All right, so it seems we don't have our announcement sheet today. But nevertheless, we know Eid is coming, and there's always going to be the need for a scholarship trying to come. So the Eid celebration, let me put this out to you. I can give it a lot of rich background, everyone, but I'm not gonna do that this time. I'll give you details later. But here's the deal: when we do the Eid is always at least whenever you see whatever the setup around it, minimum $10,000. That's minimum. Whatever you're seeing, the food, the machines, and everything else that goes along with it, minimum $10,000. So inshallah, the January 28th, 29th, there's no real fixed location. For the Bay Area right now, as we normally would do, San Pablo Park, other places like that. So it's likely that we want to, as we do, continue to have our regular Eid activity. And it's really, truly all about the children because we're making memories, and those memories stay with the child for a lifetime. So here's what you can, on one level you can say it's a challenge because that's a kind of common word that we use in this society. That's it. So in terms of this upcoming, I think 28, 29, I think it's a weekday and the like. So I'm asking those of you this is my standard. Don't have to be your standard. You can have a different standard, right? If you have the mid or higher five figures that you already know it's going to be there for a long time. And I know for many of you that's no big number. But I'm saying that as a minimum, if you are in a position where you have a mid five figures that is going to go up, that you know it ain't moving no time soon. This is my standard. You can have different standards, right? It's like, then I want you to join me in bringing $1,000 for the Eid that's coming up. I'm the first one with $1,000, okay? So I need 11 other people to lock in because the $10,000 does the game thing and all the other things. The rest of it is the food. Y'all know how you like to eat on the Eid, right? So I need 11 other people to join me with $1,000 and everybody else with your other pieces, whatever, all is good because it's an opportunity for you to get the grace and the blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just do that. And really, that's the main announcement. So inshallah, coming up in July, there's going to be yard sale every Saturday, inshallah. There's going to be an increasing life and activity right here on this space, on this location in the backyard, right? Life, et cetera. And yes, there's a future somewhere else, but it ain't right now, inshallah, coming. And also join me and the others in the movement class. You need to be with this movement class. If you're like me, I know most of you ain't, I don't see nobody big as me out there right now. All right, so I can claim to be the damn near biggest one in the room. Okay, mashallah. All right, that's good. So I'm saying if I'm serious about, you know, turning that corner, making a difference, making a change, then I should do something that demonstrates you want to make things different, right? Well, here we have young men and also Kiyama, who's on the inside, the nutrition side, and also the movement side. They're here every Saturday, 12 o'clock. It's no big, if I can be a witness, it's like it ain't one of them sweat hog kind of, you know, gym rat kind of thing. No disrespect, you know. It's like it's for the folks who, look, I just need to move. I just need to lift my legs a little bit, you know, take some light weight and then get my core together. Come on. Tomorrow. Just it. And then also on Sundays, we take walks. And I haven't got to that piece yet. I'm working on that, right? Last thing I'm going to say to you, I think, is this. When you talk about psychology, you know, people have phobias, right? I think we all know about people who have phobias, right? How do you get over phobias? You get over phobias by incrementally, voluntary exposure to whatever that thing is that you fear, right? It's whatever. Somebody's afraid of heights, whatever. It's like afraid of heights. I'm not minimizing it. I'm just saying somebody's afraid of heights. But they're in a situation where they need to deal with that fear because it has something critical to do with their life, well-being, et cetera. Okay, how do they do it? Well, they have to voluntarily expose themselves to moving up a little higher. Just a little bit. Okay, step up one rung on this ladder. Not two, just one. That's progress, right? So if we're talking about making changes in our lives, even with the wealth situation, it's like charity. Maybe if you want to up your game, and you should up your charity game, then okay, you're used to doing this. Well, do a little bit more than what you're used to, because if you really want to go to the highest possible level, then you have to voluntarily get over your fear. I think I'm going to be losing some. My money going to be shorter. Satan threatens you with poverty, right? So you have to voluntarily expose yourself to giving. You have to voluntarily expose yourself to movement and exercise. You have to voluntarily expose yourself to eating a little bit less and eating a little bit different. All those are ways to get to the greater distance. All right. So thank you for your patience. Alhamdulillah. Again, my 11 folks, put your 1,000 with mine so we can get it done for our young people. Assalamu alaikum. Oh, it's missed you last week. Where are we? Huh? All right, let me get. Hold on. Let me turn this off. I'm not letting blow up.